Okay, good evening. I received the following question. Just pulling it up. Okay, my wife and I recently went out to a restaurant. We ordered an entree that was going to have bread. And in order to eat the appetizers, we went to the sink and we washed on these small little pieces of bread that you have next to the sink. By the time the entree came out, she was so stuffed from all the other food that she didn't want to eat the bread. Is she chayav in birchas hamazon? She only ate a small piece of bread. That was it. She couldn't stomach to eat the rest of the bread, but she was full. Right? So the Torah says, v'chalta v'savata uveirachta. Three, almost two conditions until you get to birchas hamazon. V'chalta, you have to eat. V'savata, and you have to be full. The Gemara in Brachos teaches us that the achila, Chazal interpreted the achila, has to be of a kazayas. Kazayas, the bread, that may or may not make you full, but at least on a rabbinic level, you would be obligated in this situation. Here, the achila maybe wasn't fulfilled, but the savata was filled. What do we do? What do we do in this situation? So before we get there, I quoted the Sefer beforehand. Rabbi Shlomo Miller from Toronto has a Sefer on weddings. And he has a lot of things that are not just about the ksuva, the edim, which you would think would be in the Sefer on Nisuin, on weddings. But he also has a chapter in here about the meal. And in there he says, Matsui b'ulamot shemechina magash im prusa ketanot shapat. It's very common that at weddings, at simchas, they put a bowl with small little pieces of cut up bread next to the washing station. It's very smart, it's practical, because what's going to happen? I'm going to wash, and then I need to walk 100 feet somewhere to get my table. And what am I going to, maybe that's a hefsek in the middle. Maybe I'm going to see an old friend that I haven't seen in 20 years, and I can't talk to them. So at least I'll make a motzi here, and then walk to my seat, and that would be much better. He says there are two concerns that he has with those small pieces of bread. Number one, you're not eating a shulling. It's ideal, it's preferable, that when you make hamotzi, you should have it on shleimos. That's not just a concept for Shabbos and Lecha Mishnah, but for any time you have a bracha, it's better to make a bracha on a whole thing, on a whole item, versus a small item. So good. So some wedding halls now have gotten a little bit more observant, and they have shleimos. They're tiny, but they're shleimos. Good. Number two, you're making a bracha standing up. And it's better, he says, to make the bracha sitting down. I'm going to add a third, is that people end up becoming full on a small piece of bread. They don't eat more, and then you get in trouble in this situation that we have right now. So what is the halacha in our case? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in two different scenarios, in Kuf Samaches and a Kuf Pei Dalet, essentially the same halacha. Pas Gamor. Afilo Pachas make a Zayis Mevarach Alav Hamotzi. Any level of bread, small or big, cut or whole, you always have to make hamotzi on that bread. You don't make a birchas hamazon unless you ate a kazayis of bread. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Dalet write the same thing. Shir achila levarech alav birchas hamazon bekazayis. The shir achila is a kazayis. So it sounds like slam dunk. In this case, the person did not eat a kazayis of bread, therefore, no hamot, no birchas hamazon, you're done. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. I don't know how many times the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, but he quotes Sefer HaChinuch saying, not against this halacha, but saying that sometimes it could be, what is full? What's kedei seviyah? The Torah says kedei seviyah. That depends on the person, you know. Young and old, man and woman, everyone has a different level of what makes them full. And midoraisa, maybe that's different. So the Primagadim takes that and writes that even if somebody ate less than a kazayas, but they themselves are full, they should make a birchas hamazon. They should bench. They should bench. So in this case, the Primagadim is going to argue and say, you should bench because you had a kazayas, you had bread, not a kazayas, but you're full in this meal that it has bread in it. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe says no. You have to have a kezayis in order to get to the point of you eating, of you making a birchas hamazon, no matter what, that is needed. He passes against the Prima Gadim, based on the simple interpretation of Shulchan Aruch, and you would need a kezayis in this case, otherwise, you don't bench. We had discussed the host Rav Schechter here yesterday morning for a bris. So I asked him, how do we paskin the Shaila? And he thought that we follow Rav Moshe. He thought in this case, a birchas hamazon would not be allowed. Unless you went ahead and had more bread, you would in this case need, he said, the moment that the person decided that they no longer are going to eat any more bread, they would then be obligated to make a bracha rishona, because the bread wouldn't be the main part of the meal anymore, right? The reason why when you make hamotzi, you don't make any brachas on any of the food at the main part of the meal is because it's called ikar v'tafel. The ikar is the bread. Everything is rooted in the bread, and therefore nothing else gets a bracha. But at the moment you decided, I have no more space for bread, he said, then every other food requires a bracha rishona. I mean, not every other food. If you have a few different hadamas, one hadama for everything or one mezonos, but any other bite would require a bracha rishona. And he says, then you'd have to make a bracha achrona, a breita fashos ala mechia, depending on I didn't get into details, what exactly was part of the food. But that would be the psak in this case, following Rav Moshe, less than a kezayis, right? Less than a kezayis in this case. You're full, would not warrant a birchas hamazon, according to Rav Moshe and Rav Schechter in this situation. So that is point number one. Number two, if you're ever in a situation where you're in a restaurant or in a simcha, where there are those small pieces of bread that are not shleimos, it's better, right, for the variety of reasons that we mentioned, to either bring that bread to your table, if there's no bread at the table, or bring a few, not just one. I generally would eat a few of them to make a kezayis, or make sure you have a shalem and eat a kezayis of bread right away. That's ideal. This way, you're automatically chayav in a birchas hamazon, and you avoid any of these issues.